The 2025 Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education examinations results report indicates rise in entries for sciences and mathematics subjects. This prompted the First Lady, also the Minister of Education and Sports, Janet Kataha Museveni, to rally education sector stakeholders to further harness to expedite the national industrial development ambitions. The 2025 Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education examinations results report further highlights the increase in number of candidates who qualified for university placements by 21,000 more compared to 2024. Janet Museveni assured candidates of sufficient places in tertiary institutions, both public and private, to absorb these learners. The First Lady rallied learners and the young people at large to appreciate the opportunities available in technical and vocational institutions.
I'm confident that we have sufficient places in our tertiary institutions, both public and private, to absorb these learners. What our young people appear not to appreciate are the opportunities available in our technical and vocational institutions. Products of these institutions are readily taken up by the industries or are able to create jobs by themselves. So I continue to encourage them to consider that career path. The rewards are becoming more and more visible.
Meanwhile, UNEB Executive Director Odongo Dan says the board will withhold queried Uganda Advanced Certificate of Education results pending completion of investigations. He says cases were reported from 47 centers out of the 2,452 centers, involving 351 of the total candidates.
Cases were reported from only 47 centers out of 2,452. And this involved also only 351, or 0.2% of total candidature. Cases that we have observed are mostly receiving assistance in science practical papers. Our candidates lack exposure to practicals. And so when it comes to the examination, some of the teachers want to make up for the shortages during the teaching by trying to assist the candidates. Some of them were found in the examination rooms with unauthorized materials, including mobile phones, and we had some cases of impersonation as well. Currently, the board is proceeding with the hearing of PLE cases that are almost complete, and on Monday 16th this month, the board will also hear the cases of UCE withheld results.
He also reveals that candidacy for prisons inmates amounted to 70 candidates from Uganda government upper prison Luzira, compared to 49 in 2024. 68 of the candidates, 64 males and 4 females sat the examinations.